We each have our own joys and concerns that we bring here this morning, but these are the ones that are noted in the book. A joy. David Furness will be organist for the Huebner Memorial Organ Concert today at 4 p.m. in Bamberger Hall, and that's at Ursinus College. Music from seven countries spanning seven centuries. Should be good. Happy belated birthday, Isabel Carson is 3 years old. Hey, Izzy. And we all have concerns, too. Reverend Dale has already told you about Alan Johnston. We also lift up Richard Kriebel. He is on hospice at home, and he has asked us for prayers for him. Also, Don Hunsinger is going to be undergoing some heart surgery, and we ask that you be thinking of him and Lynn this week. And we still continue to lift up Judy Wrights as she recovers in rehab. Please be with me in prayer. Heavenly and loving God, we give thanks for our many blessings, for this beautiful world and the freedom we have to live in it and care for it. And we give you thanks for the new day. Thank you for the joy of living. Thank you for the blessing of love. Thank you for the comfort of friendship. Thank you for the kindness of strangers. Thank you for the freedom to make choices. Thank you for the wonderment of opportunity. Thank you for the excitement of challenges. Thank you for the wisdom learned in failures. Thank you for new beginnings. And thank you for fulfilled endings. Oh God, we ask you to keep our hearts open to new ideas and even to new ways of worshiping you. We pray that you will guide us through the many changes we face daily. We ask that you might keep us open to change in our hearts. There may be times when we initially say no to something or someone, and then something happens within ourselves to change our minds. Help us to be open to these changes in our hearts. We might actually be surprised. We listen for your word. Our Heavenly Father, as we come before you in prayer, you already know each and every prayer on our hearts today. Please be with me in a moment of silence to offer your own prayers to God. We pray and think especially of Judy and her family and all those who mourn Alan's passing. Be with them this week as they prepare for his service and celebration of his life. Please surround them with your comfort and peace. We also lift up Richard Kriebel as he continues on hospice at home. Be with Don and Lynn Hunsinger as Don faces heart surgery after further testing this week. We send prayers to his doctors and surgeons as they make further decisions. We also continue to lift up Judy Wrights in prayer as she recovers in rehab. Lord, remind us that you are close, holding us while we grieve, helping us through the hard times, and joining with us when we rejoice, sharing in our happiness and many blessings. All of these things we pray in the name of Christ. Amen.
Minds are mine.
now have an opportunity to receive this morning's offering. Please stand as we sing our doxology, as our offering is brought forward and is dedicated to God.
O gracious God, these gifts are the gifts from your vineyard, gifts to be replanted, to be reseeded, to be shared in joy and in love. Bless them, use them, and use us as your kingdom continues to unfold. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Each and every one of us has been invited to this table. Our host is Jesus himself, his presence. And so everyone and anyone is welcome. This is a table that represents love for the world. Love that would not and could not stop even in the face of crucifixion and death. And so we remember on the night of Jesus' betrayal and desertion that he took bread, and after he had given God thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And after supper, Jesus took the cup. And again, after giving God thanks, shared it with his disciples, saying, "This cup is the covenant sealed in my blood for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink. Do this in remembrance of me." Let us pray. Gracious God, around this table we celebrate your presence. We celebrate this holy nourishment. Yes, to feed our spirits, to grow our love and compassion. We take it knowing that you have called us into your vineyard to be your people. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as we prepare for this meal, just a reminder that in addition to the bread and the cup, we have gluten-free bread available, and you'll see Grace Bruin, who will be our server this morning. We also have these very compact communion kits for those who desire that as well. This is a meal that is set for us. We are here to receive and to bask in the grace and love that's been poured on us. So, come. Those who serve, for all things are now ready. the body of Christ, the bread of life, take and eat. The cup of blessing, take and drink. O gracious, bountiful, giving, loving, forever God, we thank you for this meal. We thank you for loving us so much. We thank you for the world that you created for us to enjoy. And so our hearts are broken open. our lives once again nourished, and our love ever growing. Praise be to you, O great, wondrous God. Amen. Well, I hope as you go out into the world today and this week that you are opened to the possibility of a shift in you. We live in a culture in which if we change our heart or change our mind, we're labeled flip-flops or inconsistent. But that's not how God sees it. God is talking about transformation. And so as you go out into the world, be open to that place of transformation. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may God give you peace today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen.